Yeah, I mean they're in between the 3-4 and 4-3 stuff. They're base defense stuff. I mean they're really good against the run. They do a good job. I mean they're what, fifth in the league, so it's going to be a challenge for us to be able to run the ball. And we've done a good job of challenging the guys up front and the backs in the last couple of weeks. We've been able to really move the ball on the ground. So we'll find ways to hopefully do that this week too.
Last week's game, one gets put on IR and the other one's got a little bit of a concussion. What do they look like back there in the secondary at corner?
Yeah, the corners are guys that have been around for a while. Obviously with Jamers, I think it's 10 or 11 for him. So, for us, we got to be sound. We got to make sure we're getting the right depths on routes and not giving away what we're doing. And so, those two guys on the outside, they're strengths for that defense.
Group,
they definitely have some. I'm not sure exactly what the percentage is, but they do have some good blitzes. They do some stuff where guys are walking around and try to disguise what they're doing.
Gano's mantra seems to be keep it simple. You notice that they do try to. I mean, when you guys shift and teams shift and window dressing and everything, they don't really, it looks like they don't do a whole hell of a lot. They just kind of stay with what they're going to do.
Yeah, there's obviously when offenses go to different formations and things like that, defense have to adjust. They try to do a good job of just holding the safeties on rotations and things like that, not letting you know which way they're dropping in and things like that. So. We got to see our keys, and we got to know when things are happening.
How much do you think that defense and kind of out to prove something after giving up a 4th and 29 with the game in hand?
Yeah, I'm sure it's they do have something to prove. I mean that's a tough situation because they had chances to make the stop, but they didn't get it done. So giving up that big play obviously hurt them in that game. And so, all you can do, I guess you can use that as motivation to say, hey, let's come out and play our best this week.
This three-game run that you guys have been on as an offense, do you feel like in a year and a half, year and three-quarter, this is the best the offense has done consistently?
I think it is the best we've done consistently. There's still times in the game. Like last week, we came out kind of flat in the third quarter. But overall, I feel like we've done a good job, and we've been able to, get up in these games early on, which has definitely helped us. And so, we got to keep this going. We got to keep, being balanced offensively and, keep scoring early on and getting up on teams quick.
Been using a lot of no huddle early in games, especially the first series or two. Just how much has that helped you guys kind of jump on teams early and kind of establish that tempo?
Yeah, I think it's big, for us to kind of establish the tempo of the game, kind of like you're saying, and just kind of mix different things in. Sometimes we're huddling, sometimes we're not. You don't know. So, with some of that stuff, it's just getting us into a good play and giving us a chance to succeed.
Did you think the touchdown to Sanu, the first touchdown to Sanu, did you kind of catch them a little bit on the 2-yard throw to Sanu? Did you kind of catch them?
Yeah, we got the look where it was 1-on-1 out there, and so Mo did a good job of making a play in that situation. We've had a bunch of guys over to the right side. And so I had a chance to take that shot.
It seemed like you caught him off guard. It was a quick snap. Get the huddle. You get the line real quick.
Yeah, it's something that you've got to do. You've got to mix tempos, mix cadences, and things like that. And we were able to do that on that play.
Seemed to in the red zone here on this little stretch that's going on, 11 touchdowns, 13 red zone appearances. A lot of them that pinpoint, tight window throws by you. Is that something you really pride yourself on? Putting in spots where it's super tight.
Yeah, I think accuracy, especially down there when there's not as much room, that's something that you've got to be good at. And, I mean, if you're going to be in the red zone, you want to score touchdowns and not kick field goals. So, like you said, we've done a really good job of that throughout this stretch. And hopefully that doesn't change. I think we've done a good job. We just got to keep building on what we've been doing.
What's made Sanu so good down there?
Yeah, he's just got a good feel for the game and understanding of what we're trying to do. And, he's a talented guy. And he's got a bigger body that, he's kind of been all over the place. You know, the first one he was outside, the next touchdown he caught he was inside. So, I think just kind of moving around and, letting his natural ability, show. And, I mean, that's what it's been.
Is he one of those guys that's your classic gamer, like in practice? You know, he doesn't have, world-class speed or anything, so he doesn't, jump out at you. But when he gets in a game, he takes it to another level because of his intelligence and his ability to find spots and everything.
For sure. I think that's a great way to describe him. He's, like I said, he's got such a good feel for the game and understanding of different things that, on game day, and it's really showing what he can do.
And he looks like Andrew's not going to be suspended. Fracas, or whatever you want to call it, against Oakland. Obviously, that's probably good news for this team. And I guess, in addition to that, what did that mean for you as a young quarterback in terms of bigger picture? Was that kind of a cementing of you as the leader of this team to have guys go into a scrum like that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. You know, Witt, he's kind of what I've touched on before. He plays the game with a lot of passion, and to have him stick up for me in a situation like that, I mean, it is a good thing to have teammates like that. It's good that he's not suspended and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to get into any of that, but he's one of the leaders on this team, and when he saw something, I guess he decided it's time to take action.
You have a C on your chest now, and that's an important thing. What's your definition of a captain?
I think for this team, I guess they haven't put C's on jerseys in a while. And, for us, I think, for me and Ray to have the C on our jersey, I mean, I think Marvin's really coming saying, hey, these are the leaders of the team. Yeah, he challenged us a couple weeks ago, and I think we've responded well. So, I think it's a good thing for him to show that and put the C's on our jerseys.
When did you find out that you were going to be a permanent captain?
I mean, ever since he kind of was said everything and to y'all, and he challenged us then. Ever since then, I was being a captain, and so I didn't know that I was going to have the C on the jerseys or anything like that until we got here for the game. But I mean, ever since then, I kind of felt like we were going to be captains through the rest of the season.
Surprised when you saw that on your jersey when you got in?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cool thing, especially I've been a captain everywhere I've been, and so to earn that and to get the respect of the team and the coaches and Marvin, and so I mean it's definitely a cool thing.
How was your mindset different going into this stretch run compared to last year?
Last year we started really fast, and then towards the end of it we kind of died off a little bit, and we were playing, we had to have everything fall into place for us to make the playoffs. Where this year we've got a chance if we can take care of our business. We feel like we control our destiny at this point. So I think that's the biggest thing that I'm taking from this is we do control our destiny. We gotta go out and we've gotta play our best and we've gotta win games, and we've gotta do that in these last five.
Why might you fall off last year? Do you think you guys have corrected that?
I mean, I don't think I can put our finger on one thing as a reason why we fell off, but I think obviously for me, it's another year going through this. I've had some experience. Guys understand that for us to get where we want to go, we've got to play our best and we've got to win these games. And so, you know, I think we're a better team this year than we were last year.
Is it tough as a rookie because everybody talks about hitting the wall in the NFL? It's a lot of games, a lot of throws. Did you feel any kind of a wall in that stretch? And did you do anything this offseason to get ready physically in a different way, knowing what you experienced that first year in terms of the grind of an NFL season to finish it in a different way?
I mean, it is a grind. You know, your rookie year, because you go from the combine training to all this stuff to, you know, now you got the season. It's like it seems like it's, you know, nonstop. You don't really have, you know, much off time. But, you know, I think it's good to have some time to go back and, you know, think about the season and everything that you went through. I mean, I don't feel like there's, you know, anybody's hitting a wall around here. And so, no, we just got to keep playing like we're doing.
Do you feel like last year, because you guys came in that last week of July and it was nonstop, that maybe mid to late November, early December, that's when it really started to catch up with you guys?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
I mean, you've kind of had to hurry up now, and you've now had the normal off season, kind of how it normally is.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to, you know, to have time after the season to relax and kind of get away from it things for a while, but you know, I don't know if it's, you know, saying that we hit a wall at, you know, November, December last year. I don't think we just didn't do enough to win games. I don't think it was because we were, you know, overwhelmed with everything that was going on.
Jaws, Jaworski didn't say you had a tired arm last year like he said Eli had this year. Do you feel like you ever experienced anything like that last year, your first year with all the throws you had to make and everything?
I mean, I felt like it was just, you know, a normal season. You know, I feel like I threw the ball a lot in college. Obviously, you're playing more games now, but you know, I didn't feel like I was getting tired.
This is one of the few places where you go that you've played in college a few times. Do you ever have any good games in that stadium or memorable plays that you remember?
I mean, yeah, it's, I played there three times and, you know, we had, had some good games there. Played a bowl game there and, two regular season games. So, no, I know what the stadium looks like.